This is Rourke and Cody Oakland with Pure Water Restoration, LLC. We have a special treat today. We have Peter, the inventor of the Pure Water Restoration device, here with us on the phone. We're going to go over some questions with him, have him answer them as he does in such a marvelous fashion, and see if that helps you make a decision on whether the device is good for your system and your business. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
What I would like to start off with, Peter, is what did you feel was the biggest reason to develop the device?
The reason was because I had one of the biggest pig farms in Ontario about 30 years ago, and one of the concerns was the smell. Not only the smell in the barn, but the manure when it was spread. And we spent a lot of money putting in equipment to aerate that manure, and it worked, but the cost of it was crazy. It was $7 a pig just for keeping the smell down in the pit. That didn't do anything for the manure in the under the barn floors.
Mm-hmm.
So after I got out of that business, I worked as a my skill is an animal nutritionist, and I also a breeding and genetics. And I worked for a major feed company covering Alberta, Northern Montana, Saskatchewan. And I was dealing with various animals like 20,000 head beef feedlots and poultry, and also majority of the business was pigs. And, of course, in all forms of life, whether it's pigs, cows, sheep, goats, crops, for every... Well, two-thirds of the input that goes into that animal's diet is water. And nobody has ever looked at water to make it more of a nutritional supplement. We'll call it that because that's what it is. It's supplementing a lot of the elements that are missing in water. The water that we get out of a well or city system is clumped. The water is, the molecules are in clumps, and they're too big to be absorbed into the cells of the body and carry waste away from the cells. So this is where I started focusing, and of course it's been a long journey. We're almost now 30 years of doing this, and you know, we've got a lot of knowledge now from using PVC pipe and different forms of stainless to the one that we have today, which is basically a food grade stainless steel. It's a medical grade. It can be go into any hospital or hotel or anywhere that you want to put it. And it's like everything else. My passion is livestock. It doesn't matter what it is. And I want to see the best for those animals. As for the employees that are working in those barns, because, you know, if you go into a bank and a dairy farmer walk in or a pig farmer, it's pretty noticeable. It's,
oh, sure.
It's close. So yeah. That was one of the reasons I've pursued the water, and we are pursuing it into even other things now, but we're not going to be dealing with that today. Just the water unit that puts the oxygen in the water. And
Peter,
hydrogen.
Yeah. Peter, when did you start working with the device in its kind of its current construction? Even going back to the original PVC version.
It would be approximately 10 years ago. I was asked by an engineering company to design a water unit to clean sewage. And we put it into a number of sewage treatment ponds, and observing the oxygen creating the activity in the bacteria, we saw huge amounts of solids being digested by the bacteria, and the odor disappeared out of those ponds. And then I got to thinking, whoa, wait a minute. These animals' digestive systems, primarily dairy, for argument's sake, dairy is a high oxygen digestive system. That's what it should be. And those microorganisms in the digestive system, the rumen, the rumen in particular, are breaking down the food. 90% of all food types of what animals get is not fully digested. There's so much inefficiency in the way animals digest it, with just from the water and antibiotics and other elements that go in.
Cody. Can I interject for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah. This goes back to the extra oxygen, dissolved oxygen that comes out after going through the device.
Yeah, we went with a form of oxygen that is it's anionic oxygen, which means that it's in a frequency form that microbes, bacteria, fish, all life can utilize. And what is in that water that they're consuming, if it's not used in the digestive system, then it passes on through into the manure storage units, where it continues to break down all the waste that's coming out of those animals. Now, probably the biggest elements that are being wasted is protein, which is in nitrogen form, and that's where you get nitrates in the manure. Also, phosphorus is hard for animals to digest. So any time we can enhance that, you get animals consuming less food, and they stay a lot healthier. You'll see the whether it's a pig or a cow or a chicken, their skin becomes pinker right away almost.
Mm-hmm.
Peter,
yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask, and you're talking about the obviously the overall health of the animal, but in general, how does it increase the yields in all those categories that you previously mentioned?
Well, it's using digesting the food more efficiently and more completely. They don't require as much food to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's producing meat or eggs. One of the things I find fascinating is that 45 weeks into production, we've got laying hens that are still producing 98% production. And normally they're way down below that. So it extends the health of the animal and its lifespan in the production of eggs or dairy, or even dairy. It has a big effect on the life of those cows. They're being pushed so hard now that most dairy animals are only getting 1.5 lactations. This is the milk produced, 1.5 to 2, and the cow is burnt out and spent and has to be replaced. Now, we had cows that were 12, 14 years old, and these cows are only, 3 or 4 years old, and they're done. So it's going to extend the life of the animal, so your replacement is far less. You don't have to carry a large amount of replacements because the cows are burning out. The poultry is doing much the same thing, and when I had the pigs, we had sows that were 5 and 6 years old still producing today. They're lucky to get 2 litters out of that sow, and she's burnt out and gone. And it's primarily because the way they're being fed and raised.
So you had mentioned that in a very short time after the the pigs and hogs start drinking this water, that you see a pretty dramatic change in the color of the skin.
Yeah, right away. Within about 4 to 5 days, their skin is pink from white. And this,
and
that's
from.
Yeah,
so it really isn't the other white meat.
Not really. But, you know, the problem is that pigs are very, they use a high amount of iron in their diet because of it's not readily available. And this way, there's some synergy with the water that makes that iron available to that animal. And, of course, iron is the mineral that carries the oxygen through the bloodstream around the animal. So you, that's why you start seeing them becoming pinker, because of you've got more movement of nutrients through this to the skin. It's actually the blood is being delivered to the skin as well as the red meat itself or the white meat itself.
Okay. So with the combination of the increased dissolved oxygen, the better transport of and breakdown of nutrients, decrease in overall water consumption because they are getting better hydrated with less water. Now after that happens in the digestive tract, and we have the higher proliferation of aerobic bacteria?
Yeah, that's correct, aerobic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us a little indication of what happens on the backside when the animal's functions are working at more of an optimal level, as far methanes or...
Yeah, one of the things that is noticeable, and this is where, again, my passion comes in. We raised our pigs in an environment that the meat tasted sweet and really nice meat. Now today you buy a pork roast, and it's your oven smells like a pig barn, and that's not what we want. So by reducing the amount of gases, which basically happens is lack of oxygen in the gut is the same as any other element. It creates anaerobic bacteria, your E. coli, Staphylococcus, Streptococcus bacteria that cause hydrogen sulfide, ammonia gases, and different gases that smell. So by reducing the amount of smells in a confined building, your meat's going to taste better. Your eggs are going to taste better. And obviously, within the dairy herd, it's very noticeable because the somatic cell of a cow is what tells you the health of the animal. The higher the somatic cell goes, the sicker the animal is. And they 400,000 is a level when you could start getting demerited for high somatic cells. So what we found, and it happens really quickly, is that cell count starts dropping as the cow starts getting healthier, and the whole body is functioning in a more uniform way, that you're getting everything out of it that you can. So
How does that? What would be that? Let's give us a 30-day window. We install the PWR device.
Yeah.
A herd of, I don't know, we can just pick a number, 500 head of cattle.
Yeah.
Dairy cows are now drinking the water. What would we see in that first 30 days?
Well,
on a standard farm, which I know you do.
yeah, you would see definitely a reduction in feed, as well as the noses and udders of the cows becoming pinker. And when that happens, because anaerobics can't survive in a high oxygen environment, so you've got a healthy digestive system, Now, you know, you've got to, this is where we need to know primarily sometimes what's going into the unit, because if it's chlorine in the water, that is a negative. It has a harmful effect on the health of the bacteria because it kills off the good ones as well as the bad one, the anaerobics. So we need to be able to take that out of the water. And one other element that we don't like is iron. If it's high iron in the water, it has a bacteria attached to it that can cause pneumonia in dairy as well as pigs. So we want mm-hmm. to get those two elements out and then focus on just the health of the animals. And there is a reduction in feed intake because they don't need that much.
Because they're processing it better?
They're processing, yeah. They're getting it processed much more efficiently.
Okay.
But the other aspect of it is that if a person wanted to add a digestive enzyme, which are very available now, you can actually cut the amount of manure coming out of those cattle by 50%. So you have less manure coming out of the animals.
Yes, since they're eating less and metabolizing it so much better, obviously your end byproducts, your end byproducts going to be less.
Yeah, your end products become higher in butterfat, protein, and in volume, because they will produce more milk. It could be as high as up to 10%. Wouldn't be a ridiculous number to put on the gain of production.
Fantastic.
Just by getting them better water.
That's it, water. It's the biggest thing they consume. It doesn't matter what it is. It's if you look at the water coming out down of a mountain stream, it's running down, it's coming through rocks, and it's doing vortexing. And it's picking up oxygen as it comes. And another ideal thing is temperature, because at about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, that's the ideal temperature that water, it's basically what it comes out of the ground at. And that's when you get the most oxygen in the water. As water gets warmer, it diminishes. Now, that shouldn't happen with this oxygen in the tanks out in feedlots or dairy farms where they have the big tanks full of water. It shouldn't lose the oxygen. And that will keep those tanks cleaner. You won't see all that green slime growing on the tanks. It'll stay perfectly clean.
So that would also decrease the chemicals that a farmer would typically add to those tanks to keep any type of bacteria or algae growing there?
Yeah, you wouldn't need that. You'd maybe at sometimes, you know, you have cows that are carrying stuff in the mouth and they'll drop that in. The tanks will have to be cleaned out periodically, but normally if with that dropping in, it'll still keep clean. The bacteria in that tank will be the healthy aerobic type.
All right, so yet another benefit. I'd like to just spend a few minutes going back to the hog farms. With the increased amount of birthing cycles that they can have, what would you normally see from a farmer that is, you know, has his pig farm, and then he puts on the device, what would you see on the next birthing cycle or a couple birthing cycles down the road? What kind of differences would you see there?
Well, we have a very large farm, 24,000 sows, that averaging 10 piglets born alive. And then after they put the water unit in, they went to 14, and those piglets weighed, I think it was 2 pounds heavier in 3 weeks than they'd ever been before. So you're actually getting heavier piglets, which is critical in today's modern operations to have, the bigger they are, the quicker they get onto the regular feed and into the system. So you're getting more pigs born. It's just that they survive, you know. There are embryonic absorptions that can happen, or you'll have little piglets that are born black, emaciated. So this tends to keep those little guys healthier in the womb, and they're coming out stronger and more ready to go.
So just based on that, those numbers, we're looking at about a 20% increase with a much healthier, more stout little piglets.
That's right, yeah. And then, of course, once you get them started, a good start, they continue that growth right through their whole cycle. They'll keep going. So it's easy.
Okay. And in talking, when we were talking about the cows and the reduction in E. coli and Streptococcus, and I know you mentioned one or two others. What do you see on the back end side of the pigs? What kind of reduction do you see there?
Well, it would be probably about the equal to what you'd get in a dairy cow. There'd be less, because they're eating less food, be getting a higher percentage of digestion. The biggest thing would be a higher gain. I'm talking about gain. This is you're talking about grams or ounces per pig per day would be higher.
Would you see a reduction in what would be their biggest off gas? Would it be ammonia?
That would be ammonia and methane that comes off them.
So you would have less manure overall because of better aerobic metabolism and utilization
of
food.
You know, one of the things that has a big value to it is the reduction of the greenhouse gases in the barn. Ammonia and hydrogen sulfide are really corrosive. They affect the electrical wiring, fans, feed delivery systems. Even the panning itself is steel, so it slows down the degrading of the barn itself, you know, so you don't have to keep replacing feeders and panning as often.
So we're reducing the overall corrosive environment.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. For any farmers out there, whether they be dairy or steer or pigs, you think they're going to be pretty excited listening to this information?
I think they will. The problem is, it's kind of way out of what they've been used to. They've been taught from the day they go to school that they've got to feed antibiotics and penicillin and all different kinds of products in the water or in the feed to keep the pigs healthy. This basically reduces the reliance on that. You can oxygen is a healer. It heals, so it's going to have a major effect, and you will not need the amount of pharmaceuticals and antibiotics that has been used today. There will always be a need for them in the early stages before they can develop their immune systems fully. But once they get fully, say 8 weeks old, a piglet, they should be going along. Now, in this same vein, farmers have told me that they have very little problem with their calves. Like when they calf, they keep the heifer calves. They have very little problem with pneumonia and infections in those calves. They really stay healthy.
So these are the calves whose mothers were drinking the water?
Yeah.
And then them subsequently?
they will be subsequently drinking the water. And
their overall health is better, and they have a reduction in those respiratory issues.
That's right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, they,
now let me see if I can lay this out real quick then. A quick little overview from what everybody should have learned on this call today. We're going to have a decrease in the consumption of water because of better cellular hydration. Correct?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. Now, this is kind of like a test for me right now, Peter.
Okay.
You're going to have less feed because you're going to get better metabolic function and breakdown. Did I nail that one?
You got that one, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to have an increase in the yield, whether it's in the amount of piglets or the size of the piglets, the quality of the dairy product, an increase in yield. You're going to have less greenhouse gases, less ammonia, less methane. You're going to have savings on your equipment from lessening corrosive damage. Am I on the right streak here, Peter?
You're right on the track, yeah.
Am I? I'm nailing it here, huh?
You got nailed, yeah.
I had an A so far.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, and your finished products are going to be healthier and tastier. And when you cook a pork roast, it's not going to smell like a barn when you're done cooking.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure we have a winner here.
Well,
yeah, I would have to concur, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one thing I left out, and this is the last thing you just covered. A reduction in the necessity for antibiotics and other pharmaceutically based interventions.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
And the cost savings aligned with that less usage.
Yeah, one of the things that we had when we were in pigs was this whole thing of not being able to absorb iron, and they would become very aggressive and they'd start biting tails, and they'd literally cannibalize each other looking for iron. So this is going to take a lot of stress off those animals.
A happy pig is a tasty pig.
Well, you got it.
I would have to agree, gentlemen. Well, Peter, I wanted to say thank you so much from the bottom of my / our hearts for you taking this time to speak with us and share with us and educate us.
And also even coming up with this technology and the amount of years and really service you've put in to bringing this about.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we want to bring it to the world.
Yeah. No, we've gone through, we went with PVC, we went with magnesium, that's a magnesium spent ball, and as you know, we learned about the wear on those balls that we had to go to glass. So we've now got a system that is going to last for years and years, and there's nothing to go wrong with it. It doesn't need any electrical power or nothing. It's all done through the energy-based system that we implant into those glass balls. Okay?
Well,
it's wonderful.
You made it profound and simple at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks very much.
Seriously, thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a wonderful day, Peter, and thanks again.
We're having a party now.
All right.
Sure, you betcha.
Well, we're all going to celebrate.
Okay, then. Yeah.
Bye, Peter.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, Peter.